My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Peggy, let's hit him big time.
Houston, let's get in the loop.
You better get ready because we're going to show up and show up.
With John Lopez and Reggie Atitula. Always live.
Love it. Love it.
Always local.
Don't ever underestimate the heart of a champion.
You're in the loop on Houston Sports Leader, Sports Radio 610.
Yes, sir. In the loop, Sports Radio 610. John Lopez, Figgy Fig, and myself, Reginald Atitula, hanging out with you on a Wednesday in H-Town. Yeah, man, get to the YouTube if you have not yet. Get
I'm
to
trying not to laugh, man. If you have not this yet. Is way more funnier.
Yeah, John Lopez paying off his debt after betting that his Texas A&M Aggies would defeat Sean Pendergast's Notre Dame Fighting Irish, and you lost.
I lost.
So you paid off your debt earlier by paying or singing the fight song, Notre Dame fight song,
in my gold helmet.
Again, if you were watching us, you will see the helmet that he was wearing earlier is one that he played high school football in. And I can tell you, I'm holding it right now. It is heavy as hell.
Yeah.
And so he's already bailed out on his obligation to wear this the whole show, but he has an adequate substitute.
Yeah.
With Sean's approval.
Yes. Yeah.
All you haters on the YouTube stream. Oh, he only lasted 1 second.
Oh, nobody's hating on the YouTube. Dude. Everybody's trying to help you out. Actually, to be honest, looking at the YouTube, we had Corey in there that was like, take the ear pads out so at least the helmet would be looser. He already did that.
Yeah.
Wasn't any more loose.
That helmet looked like it's dripping CTE.
That's right.
Dude, it is absolutely.
You can see the CTE dripping off of the helmet.
That's
it
right.
Explains a lot. And I would have worn it the whole show, but dude, it was like crushing my head.
And then also, an unforeseen kind of circumstance that we did not consider, you couldn't wear your headphones with it, so in order to do adequate. But with this new leather helmet that you're wearing, can you also wear your headphones? Is that something that you can do in order to...
Maybe. I hadn't thought of that. I'm so that you can still broadcast. Now, that would be quite the visual with my headphones.
Let's That's see. What I'm hoping to
Put
get a...
Back here.
Hey! There you go.
How about
there
that?
We go. You look like even more of an idiot. You love it. Let's see. And then also, I think we got some texts in about it as well, not to just give YouTube all the love. From the 713, Lopez looked like a Hispanic Rudy. That's
funny. I am.
Another 713 texted and said, I can't see it, but it sounds like Lopez's helmet dates back to the last Aggie National Championship.
Well, that's not nice.
I did need some clarification, though, because...
Don't you be one of those two.
Is it the championship that they actually won or the one that they claim? Because those are not the same year. So I just wanted to... Okay, anyways, let's get to the question of the day. Comes with a little bit of audio here, because Danielle Hunter, obviously a new Texan... And hopefully, big time sack leader on the team. If everything goes swimmingly, he was talking about what he still drives. Another interview. What all was in the interview? Because we're going to focus on what he drives. But
yeah, well, he was asked about. You can maybe just go to the
to the car
to the car part. He said, he got this. How many millions did he make? 59, something like that.
God bless him.
And they said, what kind of car do you drive? He goes, Nissan.
What was your first ever car?
A Dodge Challenger.
What do you drive now?
A Nissan.
A Nissan. All right, all right.
dude's just laughing at him, man.
Right. And look, if you
now
just,
it's a high end.
Yeah,
Nissan,
it's like if you just say Nissan, that makes it sound like he's out here driving
in the Altima.
Right, with the AKAs and everything.
Or yeah. Maxima.
Yeah, I had a Maxima back in the
Maxima.
Day.
Maxima. Not a terrible car.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah no, that's a good car.
But still, it's a Nissan for a guy that's got 59 or whatever.
There's sports cars. Yeah. There are Nissan sports cars that'll run you 80 to 120, right? Like, yeah. So, yeah, I have a strong feeling that it's probably one of those. But even still, like, hearing Nissan is hilarious there. And that got us thinking. Like, it started making me think of, like, when Kawhi Leonard was still driving his, like, high school Suburban or whatever that was.
Yeah.
And
Jalen Petrie living with his parents his whole rookie year. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember
good for
that.
Him. Yeah. Although, apparently, his parents, you know, do some good cooking.
They do.
The house,
yeah, so that's
that'll
true.
Keep you at the crib if
so
that's
it
happening.
Got me thinking, like, I started thinking about the car I miss. Like from back in the day, but not just cars, like things that you still would hold on to, like you were mentioning from back in the day. Mine, and they don't even make this vehicle anymore, and it was a great car. It was an SUV, kind of a cross between a Bronco and one of the smaller SUVs, but it had like a huge engine. This is back gas guzzler days. It had like a 350 V8. It was an International Harvester, an International Scout. Man, I tore stuff up in that car.
Man.
I tore stuff
up. When you say tore stuff up, like the road, or were you off-roading, or what's happening?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
And life. And life.
Yeah, the text line, multiple people letting us know that Daniil Hunter drives a GTR.
Okay.
And yeah, that is a...
That's a good car.
Yeah, that's probably a six-figure car.
What are you holding on to?
I thought Fig had a really good answer on what he's holding on to and will not let go of.
Yeah, so, you know, people who don't know me, I used to rap back in the day. Like, I was rapping my ass off before I moved to Houston. And I still have my microphone, man, my actual recording microphone for songs. And I just can't let it go right now.
That's
man.
A good one.
And I don't think I'm gonna ever rap again like that. I might do some parody songs or something like
okay,
that. But
good.
I'm still keeping it just in case. I still had a microphone stand. I got the interface and Pro Tools just in case I want to dial it up.
But okay.
I'm not jumping in that game again.
And mm-hmm. you don't have like. Would you consider it one that's. Like, because sometimes you have a microphone that's old, but it still would operate like one of the top ones in line.
Yeah.
Do you feel like it's there, or is it just like this is full nostalgia, the reason why I'm keeping this?
Yeah, it's still full nostalgia, honestly, because it was like $100 mic.
Mm-hmm.
And recording mics are very expensive. Mm-hmm. So I got the cheaper one because at the time, you know, I was low-key broke.
Yeah.
So I had to get the cheapest one. But I'm still keeping it just in case, man. Just in case, you know, I might have an opportunity. And I'm like, you know what? Let me put a quick little 16 together.
All right,
we
got to tell Reggie what your original rap name was.
Oh, yeah.
This is a great story, man.
Yeah, so if you don't know, I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. And my original rap name. So around this time, a lot of people were using drug dealer names as rap names. So like Frank Lucas.
Yeah,
you got Pablo Escobar. You know, that was kind of a thing back in the 2000s.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with the name Machine Gun Kelly.
No.
Yes, he did.
So I was going around as Machine Gun Kelly. I put my whole MySpace page as Machine Gun Kelly and all this stuff until I actually ran into a guy page on MySpace named Machine Gun Kelly. Which is the one everybody else knows.
Wow.
I'm like, man, this white dude got my name. Like, what's up?
Name,
like, what's up? But then I end up changing it because the real Machine Gun Kelly, who was a gangster back in the 19 whatever, was white.
Yeah.
So I'm like, it don't make sense for a black dude.
That ain't never stopped nobody in the past.
Yeah. But I'm like, if anybody gonna have his name, the white guy probably had more say so.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Than me.
All right, so we're going a couple of different directions on the question of the day, which has just become like just, hey, chime in, which, look, I'm good with that. Mm-hmm. On the YouTube, they said a 1987 Buick Grand National.
All right.
Okay. And then the 713 said, Reggie, I'm still holding on to all my cassette tapes, double-sided tape case. Most of them are hip-hop
classics.
That's pretty
cool. Hey, that's going to make a comeback.
Yeah.
I actually went to a concert and somebody was selling cassette tapes.
That's tough. Yeah. I know there's quite a few people that miss their 8-tracks that wish that they could.
I had an 8-track.
Right. Yeah. And then
probably,
of course,
in that international.
I do wonder. Yeah, I'm sure. I do wonder if that will have any level of resurgence like we're seeing with like vinyls.
No, because the click in the middle of a song.
Okay.
Like they'd be playing, then it'd go to the second track. It'd be playing a song, then it'd go click, click, and then it'd pick up the song.
I don't know, man. It might come back. It might.
Now, cassettes are.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, cassettes.
Yeah, cassettes are.
But yeah.
What about you? What are you going to hold on from your youth or still want to?
I have, especially having my late grandmother was a little bit of a pack rat. So mm-hmm. like, you know how sometimes you have that pendulum swing and I was like, I got to get rid of stuff. So I don't keep a lot of stuff. But one thing I definitely am still holding on to is a painting.
Mm-hmm.
And so like, it's not a problem. I can hang it up, but it's a painting of a little kid playing a saxophone.
All right.
Okay. Mom's had it originally because she said it made her think of me. And so I still hold on to that. But
do you
like,
play the saxophone?
Never. Not once. Not once.
But the kid looked like you.
Yeah. Yeah. I love jazz. I used to play the drums a little bit.
That's true.
I'm not trying to talk about playing the drums for real. But
when
it comes to the car that I miss, my stepdad used to have a red Jeep Cherokee. I think it was 91.
Ooh, baby.
And it was supposed
to be
the
big box one.
It was supposed to be mine.
Big box, yeah.
It's supposed to be mine as soon as I got that driver's license.
Yeah.
But he did not take care of that car.
Oh, man.
And by the time it was my time, it was not working. So
that was my International right there.
Ooh. Yeah, that's a fun car.
Sweet.
That is a fun car.
Sweet.
A lot of people, blank Memorex tapes that they're still holding on to. Everybody's on your side, Fig. The MGK stole your stuff.
Yeah.
346. I side with your wife here. They said their wife is holding on to her DVDs and he's been telling her to throw them away. Do not.
Yeah. I'm with you.
I was actually throwing mine.
You got to hold on to this physical media, bro. You see what they're doing to us on these streaming sites it's on the streaming site until mm-hmm. it's not.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's
then all
true.
Of a sudden, the thing that you
But see,
see
I don't
is
even have
forever.
A DVD player, though.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah, you can get one.
Yeah.
Hey, man, albums from my era are huge now. They're huge now.
My pop still got some albums.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Original albums.
Albums, movies, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. Hold on to some classic, physical media if you can. Mm-hmm. 281 said they missed their old Nissan Altima that got totaled because some dumbass ran a red light.
2013 Mustang GT. Man, hold on to that one.
Yeah. No. The tough thing for me about doing the car thing is that I have owned, and now we're just doing all of the security questions. So, yeah, good luck with that, I guess.
Yeah.
I've owned a
security. What was your first car?
A 90s, not a Sentra. What was it? A Toyota Corolla, I think. Yeah, I think it was a Corolla. I owned a mid-90s Camry. I owned a Nissan Maxima that was in Champaign.
All right.
Like, none of these are like, oh, man, I really miss when I had
what
that
What was
car.
Your first See, pet's name?
Oh, my goodness. You got me now. Nah, my first car was
As you can tell, I don't use any of these as my security question.
Yeah.
That's why I'm saying this on there.
Yeah, I had the Dodge Neon. That was my first car.
Old Neon?
Yep. And then I had a Pontiac G6.
Okay.
I was stunned on
that one. You thought you was something
big. Oh, man. It was the same year as the car, too.
Yeah.
Like the 07.
Yeah.
I had the 07 Pontiac G6 in 07.
Oh, wow.
Oh, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, man. A lot of fans. An 67 Pontiac Le Mans. Coupe.
Okay. Hope you kept that one.
1971 Dodge Challenger, 93 Ford F-150. Y'all had some fun cars.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all did not have the hoopies that some of us.
Ain't nobody 40 years from now saying, I want that Dodge Neon. I don't think nobody's saying that. That tiny ass car.
Oh, Lord.
Shout out to Daniil Hunter riding in his Nissan. I do want to, I know that we're saying this, it's most likely, or it probably is GTR. I would love if he was like, no, it's a Nissan Sentra.
Yeah, a little Sentra.
Yeah. Just an A to B car. I love it. Shout out to Daniil Hunter. You're listening to In the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's go and talk to our guy, Baseball Spo Adam Spillane, about what's happening with the Astros on their very first off day in what feels like forever. We'll talk about to Spo next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.